As we look in on the towering old mansion of Inverness, we... What's happening to our hero, Jack Flanders? He seems to be in some kind of trance. And who is the lovely, mysterious creature that is luring him out of his body? Though she is seated far across the room, her presence now dwells within his mind. But worse, she slowly lures him out to exchange her body for his.
That's it. Another step. Come now, we haven't all night. Just feel yourself sliding down long steel wires from my body to yours. They're only our vibrations touching one another, but think of them as wires. Feel how my vibrations have little hooks on the ends, how they hook securely into you. It's very safe. Now again, this time, a giant step forward and you'll be clear of your body. Now, on three. One. Two. Three.
Excuse me, does anyone in here have a...
No. No one has a light.
Ah, but you have a lovely fire. I love fire. You don't mind if I warm myself for a moment? Yes. That's nothing but good.
Little girl, can you feel my presence?
I sure can.
Do you feel my presence coming closer?
I sure do.
Closer and closer.
Yep. Closer and closer. Excuse me a moment. I want to light my cigar. It's a fine Cuban taper, very difficult to come by, you know, nowadays and all. Yes. As you were saying...
Can you feel my presence?
Yep, sure can.
Feel my presence nearing.
Yep, nearing, all right.
Can you feel me entering your presence?
Yep, entering.
Can't see a thing. I need air. Here's the door.
Jack, come out of it. Come on. Come on out. Oh, he's really far gone. His batteries are nearly dead. Jack, I'm going to place my thumbs high on the back of your neck. When I do, you'll remember back when you were a child.
A child? I don't...
There. Now, what do you see?
Dandelions. And clouds. Big, white, fluffy. I'm tottering through the dandelions. There's my Uncle Johnny. He picks me up. Then he picks a dandelion and he says, "Watch the parachutes." And he holds it into the wind. They separate and float away. Way away. Now he's holding me by my feet, upside down. Hey, he's holding me above a cow pie. Let me go. Let me go, hey?
Jack?
Hey.
Jack?
Huh?
Come on.
Who are you? Who are you?
I'm a little Frida with the piggy tails. Cute, aren't they? Come, one. Let's go.
Where? Boy, that's some cigar for a little girl your age.
I'm a million and a half years old. On, out of this room. On your feet. Whoops. You're still a little wobbly there, aren't you?
I'm so weak. What happened?
Your energy got sucked away. Come, let's go talk to the trees.
All right.
Lean on me.
Are you sure you can hold me?
Sure. That's right.
What do you mean, talk to the trees?
Well, there's certain trees that are good to talk to because they're nice and friendly and they give off energy. You can recharge yourself.
What do they say?
Oh, this and that. Oak trees and pine trees are the best. Very nice. It's those damn elms you gotta watch out for.
You don't like elms?
Elms ain't so hard about people, including me. They have a weird sense of humor.
Well, what do? Drip sap on you?
Worse. They tell you what they think of you. And then, watch out, they're liable to drop a dead branch on your head.
Really?
Sure. Feel his gozzle on my head.
Hmm.
That's good old Elmer Elm.
Wait. Stop a moment. Look at me. Wow. It is true. You don't have pupils in your eyes, and still you can focus on things.
None of my family had pupils either. It's not necessary to focus when you can feel the presence of things.
But you don't actually see the object.
I see more than the object. I see vivid colors vibrating, shimmering masses of energy. I know what the object feels like, inside. You see? Your culture is a little overly eye-oriented, I think.
Ah, I see you've met our little Venusian in residence. Pardon us a moment, Frida. There is something I wanted to say to Jack in private. I must warn you about someone. I don't mean to frighten you or to direct your social life. But there is a woman that you understand. It's best you don't become involved with. She is a little dangerous. Her name is the Madonna of Vampira.
As we look in on the mansion in Inverness, night has fallen. The rain continues. Jack, with the aid of little Frida, has pretty much revived after his encounter with the Madonna Vampira. Lady Jowls, a little late, rushes up to warn Jack about the beautiful and dangerous Madonna Vampira.
Please try to understand, Jack. She is not a bad person.
Oh, no. She almost sucked the living life out of me, that's all.
Well, she doesn't do that to everyone. She prefers young men like you, but even more especially married men.
Why married men?
Because they are such an easy mark, so eager and so foolish.
Why do you keep her around, then?
I don't. She just hangs out here.
Hangs out? You mean like a bat from the rafters?
Don't be silly, Jack. I was just using one of your expressions.
Hangs out fits her all right. She probably hangs out a lot of people.
What I mean is she lives in the wall somewhere, and she comes and goes as she pleases.
You mean she actually lives in the walls?
I believe so. Well, Jack, you have to realize the Madonna Vampira does not suck one's blood. She is an energy vampire.
What?
She sucks energy.
No wonder. Now it's beginning to make sense. But tell me, what happens to her victims?
Many of them recover.
Well, that's encouraging.
Oh, the worst have had to spend a little time in mental institutions, but they do recover.
So in other words, all I have to do is to keep one eye open at night. Or otherwise, I'm assured of a vacation in the loony bin.
Just don't fall in love with her as the other young men do. You see, what she does is suddenly, right at the most intense peak of the affair, she grows cold and disinterested and leaves with all their energy.
Auntie, that has got to be the most inhuman thing I've ever heard of. How can you even permit her to live here?
What?
I'm ashamed of you. You just have to get her out of here.
Huh. Perhaps you don't seem to notice, but she's a very sensitive young lady. She is a lady. She has taste, refinement, wit, and charm. Hmm. And there are times I enjoy conversing with someone of like sophistication.
Good Lord.
Oh, Lord Jowls, my late husband. There was a rogue, an adventurer, a rascal, and a lover. A man made out of that old Hemingway fiber. Safaris into the scratchy African bush. The bullfights in Madrid. The street cafes of Paris. Back flight stairs in Havana hotels.
and bargaining with Borneo cannibals into the wild Australian bush. Aha, he was the last of his kind. You see, Jack, over there hangs his portrait. Still with moustache, pith helmet, that wistful smile, and those poet's eyes. He had a most exquisite schooner. He would battle almost any kind of sea. Not a restless man, but a man who loved life, and he drank of it and breathed deeply of it, and disappeared. But I remember those nights. The grand ocean steamers upon the decks. The water beyond, so smooth, rustling by the bow like silk. The moon above, full, round and sensuous, making silver streaks across the water. Music, soft, swaying. The deck gleamed like glass, and we would dance. Oh, but then it started to change. As the aristocracy died, so died elegance, so died taste. Do you think the middle class will ever develop taste, Jack?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. What happened to Lord Jowls?
He disappeared in the grand adventurous style.
You mean just kapoof?
Possibly stepped into something or stumbled upon something, sat in something. Who knows? Gone he is.
I once heard a rumor that he may still be alive.
Ha! In the arms of some plump native hussy, I presume. That chance. He was no Gauguin, that's for certain.
He was searching for a paradise.
Who isn't? Some look all over the earth, others to God, others inside themselves. No, more likely Lord Jowls is long gone to his maker. Well, he considered himself a self-made man, so perhaps he hasn't gone to his maker. But gone he has. Period.
Weed, horse biscuits, squash bugs, roast dash hound. Dinner, Lady Jowls, Mass Jack is served.
Thank you, Jives.
Pigeon toes, tongue in cheek, fried froggy ears.
Is he serious?
Jives has a rare and exquisite sense of humor. The lights have gone out.
Lightning must have struck the power line.
Oh, Jives! Oh, Jives!
Yes, ma'am.
Will you ask old far-seeing Art to start the auxiliary generator?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Jack, we'll dine by candlelight tonight. Here, it's so dark you had better take my arm. I lead you to the dining room.
Here we are. I'll just light a candle. There.
Wait a minute. This isn't the dining room.
Oh, yes, it is.
Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel.